Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood. We want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Justice family up. They're singing The Truth of It All. Hope it'll be a blessing as you listen. Then we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Appreciate that good number by the Justice family. At this time, we're going to go to a live recording. This will be part number two, Enlarge the Place of Thy Tent. I want you to look this morning. I want once again, look at that text. In order to enlarge your tent, you're going to have to do some things. When it comes to that land, he said, enlarge the place of thy tent. We've got to enlarge our capacity for God. Now, that doesn't mean that we build a bigger building, amen. We tear walls down unnecessarily and make room for unwasted things. No, that's not the truth. What I'm saying is, look, we've got to enlarge our capacity for God. In other words, we're kind of in a place where, anybody ever heard of being stuck in a rut? I mean, read on the rut. You can be at one end of the rut and then turn around and have to walk to the other end of the rut. And turn around and have to walk to the other end of the rut. But you're in a rut. And you're going to walk that same path. And as long as you walk that same path, guess what? That rut gets deeper. So what do you do to keep you from getting in a rut? Mark chapter number 3, verse number 1. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. And he saith unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, or to save life, or to kill? And they held their peace. They shouldn't have said anything in the first place. And then, and when they had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Verse number 6 says this, and the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how that they might destroy him. Do you know what the problem was? The problem was the Pharisees couldn't stand Jesus in their synagogue. They couldn't stand the fact that actually Christ did something that they couldn't do. And so they get furiously mad about it. Can I tell you, when Jesus is working in the house, we need to just step back and let God move, amen. We need to quit criticizing. We just need to let God take over, amen. If we're going to let God enlarge the tent and the capacity of our land, man, can I tell you, we're going to have to look for Jesus in the house and what God's doing and get on board with what God's doing and quit arguing about it. Amen. I'm going to tell you, our text today speaks about stretching the curtains of thine habitations. I got to think about curtains. Y'all ever thought about curtains? No. Okay, that's something. How many ladies think about curtains? Amen. All the ladies, thank y'all. Amen. Praise God. Y'all keep our houses so wonderfully tidy. Right. Now think about a curtain. As long as the curtain is closed, guess what you see externally? You don't see anything. You don't see anything. So if you never stretch forth your curtains, now I know that this is talking about a widening ministry. But can I tell you, if you don't get past this section right here, you'll never see a vision. You're going to have to open the curtains of your house, of your tent, in order for you to see what's out there. Can I tell you, church, look here, we cannot walk around with blinders on. We can't walk around with saying, oh, I can't see, I don't see them, I don't know which ones are in it. You do know. You do know who's lost. You do know people that's in need. You do know people that needs the gospel. You do know people. Y'all with me this morning? And as long as we keep the curtains closed, we'll never widen the curtains at all. The church will never go. It'll die. Guess what? We've got to have a vision. We've got to have a vision. Look at what the Bible said. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Oh, how desperately we need to enlarge the capacity of God in our lives. You know, sometimes we get in a place where, looking out, we get a desire, but it's only just for a quick moment. It's a flash of fire and then it's gone. I told somebody, I don't want to be a Roman candle. No, I don't want to be no Roman candle. I'd rather be like an eternal flame, amen. A Roman candle's no good. It's pretty. It's noisy. It makes a big show. But it's up and done and gone. I don't want a bunch of Roman candle Christians. All they're doing is causing disturbance, amen. But what we need is this. We need some, amen, that God sets a fire in their soul. And while, amen, at times, amen, like that campfire, it goes up and it blazes, and at times it gets hot and there's coals, and at times, man, you put a little wood on the fire and it just keeps the burning. That's what we need in the house of God. Now, listen. How many knows that if you're going to grow for God, God's going to disrupt your plans? How many knows that if you do something for God, God's going to disrupt your plans? Raise your hand. I mean, he will. I had all kinds of plans for my life. As two hunters, they got in a plane. Oh, in case y'all didn't know, it's hunting season. Let me just let y'all know that. Two hunters got in a plane, a pilot, to fly them into a far north for elk hunting. And they were quite successful in their venture, and they bagged 6 big bucks. The pilot came back, and as he arranged them, he came and picked them up, and They started loading their gear into the plane, including the six elk, but the pilot objected and said, wait a minute. The plane can only handle four of your elk. You're going to have to leave two behind. They argued for a minute with him. They said, ain't no way. Listen, the year before, we shot six and we loaded six. How come this year's different? So reluctantly, the pilot said, okay, well, just put them on in there then. Well, they got in the plane. They began to climb up out of the wilderness there a little bit. But then it wasn't too long that the plane crashed. Climbing up out of the wreckage, the two hunters just talked to each other. They said, do you know where we're at? One of them said, yeah, I think so. And the other replied, this is just about the same place we were at when we crashed last year. Now listen, that's the way we are. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again without change, expecting God to do great things. God can do great things, but we have got to do something different. And if we don't do something different, guess what? Well, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to expect the same results every time. Somebody said, I'm scared about witnessing, preacher. Then why don't you spend some time in discipleship? Why don't you spend some time learning how to be a good, effective witness for the things of God? But here's the thing. You will not spend that time in that training that's needed to do those things. Do you know how hard it is to get people together? When you say something about like, well, we're going to have a training class. I ain't coming. I got so much to do. Yeah. If you say, listen, we got football practice at 4 o'clock. Praise God. All right, 4 a.m., I'm there. It's weird how that we are committed to the things of the world, but we're reluctant to do things for God's glory, to improve ourselves, to make ourselves better, to do step out because we're scared that God might actually do what he said and use us. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I want God to use me. Listen, don't get in a rut this morning. The Bible said this, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's no telling what God can do with your prayers if you'll quit saying, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray my soul to take. Look, there's more things to prayer than that. I mean, that's all you know, that's better than nothing. But let me tell you something, there's times when you get in that prayer closet, it's not about you going, God, I want this and I want that and I want, God, give me, give me, give me, give me. It might be something like this, that I just want you to know how blessed that I am for you to be my Savior. All the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails. But I got to go. Number two, not only do we need to enlarge our capacity for God, but we also need to enlarge our faith in God. Look, we talk about it. We're people of faith. The Bible said, though, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, and so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. Verse number 6 says, but without what? Faith. It's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If we're going to reach another generation for God, we've got to trust people. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I believe this. The group that you've seen behind you today while they're coming up, can I tell you, I was looking today. There's parents there. There's young people that's getting ready to get married. There's some, I mean, that's been in youth camp that's ready now to be counselors. What I'm saying is this group that's coming on, they're ready right now. They're seasoned right now to do something great for God. But boy, we got to get together. Yeah. There's no sense in enlarging a tent if I'm the only one standing here beating the pulpit. Amen. Praise God. We need to get together.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.